Today is day two of St. Mark's journey through the Psalms for Lent. Today we're reading Psalm 3. Lord, how many are my foes? How many rise up against me? Many are saying of me, God will not deliver him. But you, Lord, are a shield around me, my glory, the one who lifts my head high. I call out to the Lord, and he answers me from his holy mountain. I lie down and sleep. I wake again because the Lord sustains me. I will not fear, though tens of thousands assail me on every side. Arise, Lord, deliver me, my God. Strike all my enemies on the jaw and break the teeth of the wicked. From the Lord comes deliverance. May your blessing be on your people. As I read this psalm, the images I hold in my head are the images we see of Ukraine, of precious people cramming into crowded basements, fearing the onslaught of an unprovoked and violent overnight attack. Wherever we find ourselves, even in the comfort of our own beds, it is well known that our fears can keep us awake. Our foes may not be physical enemies like those faced by David or the Ukrainian people at this time, but our anxieties and concerns often seem far worse in the middle of the night. Sleep is a blessing, and good sleeping patterns are important for us physically and mentally. God sustains us in our sleep. We continue to breathe, our hearts carry on pumping, and our organs still operate. The same God who sustains us in our sleep never slumbers nor sleeps, and he is constantly watching over us. Let's pray. Thank you, Lord, that you hear us when we cry out to you, even if it's in the middle of the night. Thank you that you neither slumber nor sleep, but you watch over us all the time. Today we pray especially for those living in the shadow of war, for whom night brings worse terrors. And we pray for others that are suffering at this moment the consequences of the broken world that we live in, that they would know that you are a shield around them. You are the one who lifts our heads high. You are the sustainer of life and our deliverer. May your blessing be on your people. Amen.